In recent months, Massachusetts officials have blamed record immigration for straining the state's safety net. About half the people in the state-run family shelter system are new arrivals, and most of those families are from Haiti. WBUR's Gabriella Emmanuel traces the long and complex path that many are taking to Massachusetts.
At a church in Milton, about 100 Haitian congregants gather. Most are new to Massachusetts and staying in the state's family shelter system. Their prayers turn to those still in Haiti.
Your people cannot gather today. They've been chased out of their homes, displaced from their neighborhoods, from their families. We pray.
Reverend Gifleur Florisset says Haitians have been chased from their homes and can't gather in church. He says the country's long known hard times, from devastating hurricanes and earthquakes to the assassination of the president.
We have seen lately the infestation of gang activities in Haiti. So all those factors contribute to the displacement of those families to here.
One of the congregants at this church is Jeannot Bocage. He says it was gang violence that drove him to leave. But that was more than 6 years ago. Like most Haitians coming to Massachusetts, this is his second migration. He first fled to Chile, where he worked on a farm. He says in Chile, the work was normal and things were good. Many Haitians went to either Chile or Brazil, drawn by stable economies and visas that weren't too hard to get. Plus, back then, Brazil was gearing up for the World Cup and jobs were plentiful. But things changed. Economies slowed, the World Cup passed, and there was more competition for jobs. Bocage says new immigrants arrived from other Latin American countries, and Haitians started to experience what he calls racism. It could have been the color of their skin or because Spanish was their second language. Whatever the reason, Bocage says it was hard to find work. Research confirms this experience, and Will Freeman of the Council on Foreign Relations says at the same time, the path north seemed less daunting, even the notorious jungle passage called the Darien Gap.
It's still, of course, an extremely dangerous route, but now when you cross that area, I mean, there's like a clear-cut path through the jungle. There are places to buy food and migrant guides like along the way.
Freeman says there's also a sense of urgency. Many people worry that political debate over immigration could make it harder to get into the U.S.
I think there's a widespread perception that now's the time.
Haitian families and many others are leaving South America. Most enter the U.S. in places like Texas. And while some come straight to Massachusetts, many try to settle in another state first. Gerald Gabot runs the Immigrant Family Services Institute in Boston.
We now are seeing like a really influx of people coming from Florida, from Georgia, places where the anti-immigrant sentiment is very, very high.
She points to a law in Florida that took effect last summer, making it challenging for migrants to work, get IDs, and even requiring hospital staff to ask about a patient's immigration status.
They talk about even pregnant women who cannot access care, who cannot even deliver babies. Sometimes I feel like there should have been like a national outrage about what Florida is doing. And you feel that everyone is quiet. And to me, it is inhuman.
It's hard to know just how many Haitian families have come to Massachusetts in recent years because the state doesn't keep that data. But Gabot estimates her organization has served 14,000 new Haitian immigrants in the past 2 years. She says part of the draw to Massachusetts is there's already a vibrant Haitian community sharing updates with new arrivals.
They are connected to social media platforms. But, oh, where are you now? We're here. Is it okay? Can you find a job? Can you find a place to stay?
In recent months, with winter weather and a wait list for the family shelter system, the number of new arrivals has slowed somewhat, but it has not stopped. Informal networks continue to help people find their way. At the church in Milton, Jeannot Bocage says he arrived in the U.S. knowing nobody.
Bon, finalement, moi pas gen personne, pas gen famille, dans les États-Unis, vous comprenez?
He says people told him if he went to Boston, he'd find people able to care for him. A pastor paid for plane tickets for Bocage, his wife, and their daughter. And he adds his family was lucky. They arrived before the Massachusetts shelter system hit capacity. He says they're grateful for a room in the shelter, but they're still struggling.
Mais ça va nous, vous comprenez? Nous pas qu'on habitué avec eux, nous pas manger, vous comprenez ça me va bien?
Bocage says the food in the shelter is unfamiliar and not something they eat. Each week, his family looks forward to church, where they pray that life in Massachusetts improves.
For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your life is broken, let lift your head and say, I know that I can make it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.